the woman, she's that beautiful, and then you get to know her, and then y'all like click, 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 and then 4 or 5 years down the line, when you really trust her, you know, when you really believe in her, and she done supported you, she know how to do laundry, she's smart, she got her own business, she can take care of her own household, she know the code to talk to Jesus, she know how to sage the house properly, she can lay down bricks, she know how to shoot at motherfuckers, she cool with the Bloods and the Crips, she's smart enough to know the earth ain't flat, she's smart enough to know that Neil Armstrong really went to the moon, then she'll be worth me renting out Dodger Stadium.
You're crazy. You're crazy, man. You're crazy. I like you, but you're crazy.
Hello, mofos and mofets. This is Thaddeus Shade. You're listening to Seasonable Clout, episode number 51. Let's go.
It's what you about to get into, nigga. I pride myself on how myself get by myself. At times myself got down myself. By myself, I ride myself, I die myself. I ride myself. I pride myself on how myself get by myself. At times myself got down myself. By myself, I ride myself, I die myself. Nigga, I ride myself, I die myself.
Ladies and gentlemen, I am Thaddeus Shade. This is Seasonable Clout. I am the couch comedian also. Wait, I'm the couch comedian. I call myself the couch comedian. Am I an actual comedian? No. Is it my profession? No. Do I stand up in front of people and tell jokes? I do not. But I have deemed myself a comedian that sits on the couch. Now, do I sit on my couch and do my podcast? No, I don't. I sit in a gaming chair that I bought from Amazon that was poorly put together by me and my friend. And it kind of rocks a little bit. Is it safe? I doubt it. You know, is it holding up to chair regulations? I doubt it. Am I a bigger guy? Yes. Is there a weight limit to this chair? Probably. Am I pushing the limits? Probably. Should I be sitting in it? We don't know, but I do, and it's comfortable. This is where I do my podcast at. But I am Thaddeus Shade. You're listening to Seasonable Clout. I am the couch comedian. I am the meme pusher. So when you come and you need your fix for a meme, you go to my IG, you check out and you get a laugh. Now, it's Monday, you know, and I'm, you know, you could be taking it as, you know, kind of tough. If you're here in Phoenix, you know, you're here in Phoenix, you probably be a little down. You could be a little down. Phoenix Suns got a, you know, they got a nice 1975, you know, hot sunny day in Mississippi. Go get the switch from the tree ass whooping. Now, if you can close your eyes and picture that, that's a mean ass whooping. 1975 Mississippi, hot sunny day. Humidity, you in trouble, you got to go outside to the tree, grab a switch for whoever's going to go to work on you. And if you're truly blackety black, there might be 5 different powerful hands going to work on your backside. And that's a brutal day. That's a brutal ass whooping. Whatever you did, to have to journey to the tree. Now, I wasn't born in the 70s. I was born in the mid 80s. Can I say that? No. Yeah. And the journey to the tree, where, you know, they have Earth Day. But that tree don't deserve to be celebrated on Earth Day because you have made many a journeys to the tree to grab a switch. Now, there may be some white folk that listen to me don't know what I mean. So there is a brutal ass whooping. There are levels of ass whoopings, right? And this particular ass whooping was inspired by great grandmas and then grandmas. So my grandma was handed this gift of a special ass whooping. And a special ass whooping was you journeying to a tree and picking out, you know, a branch. They call it a switch, whatever you want to call it. Low-key child abuse. And your job was to pick your weapon of destruction. So the weapon of destruction was a switch. It was on a tree. It was on a branch. And you had to pick it. You had to pull it off. And they gave you instructions with it for you to go pick your own weapon that brings demise. They had instructions, and you couldn't get a weak switch. You had to get something that was alive and that could bend properly and that could really do the proper damage. You couldn't go out there and get anything flimsy. Nah, man. You couldn't go out there. Hold on, I need to take a Mountain Dew Rise energy drink. You couldn't go out there and get anything flimsy. How dare you? That would double the whooping. That was dead man walking type. And you had to walk out the house and then go to the tree. Dead man walking. Dead man walking. Dead man walking. Oh, it's brutal, man. But I don't know how I got off on that. But that's how that ass whooping looked yesterday. And I'll never understand it. I've watched NBA many year of my life. Oh, I watched many hours and minutes of the NBA. I studied the game. I enjoy the game. I love the game a lot. The ability for NBA teams to dominate. Now we're talking strictly playoffs, right? We're talking strictly playoffs, and then we'll even go a step further. We'll say the finals. The ability for one team to dominate game one and two and then completely shit all over the bed for game three blows my mind. I don't get it. This is the same team you've already played twice. I'm not saying you go out there and you know, it's hard to, you know, professionally sweep a team. Professionally. You got gentlemen sweep and you got a professional sweep. We was classy. We put on some suits. We came out and handled business. And then we go home. That's a professional sweep. A gentleman's sweep is, you know, it's 4-1. Right? But I'll never understand the ability for a team. I'll never understand the ability of a team to go out, win two games at home, dominate. They just dominate, right? And then go on the road and shit the bed. I'll never be able to understand it. It doesn't make any sense to me. Game three, you know, whatever team is down 0-2, most of the time, 98% of the time, the team is going to give everything to God. The team is down 0-2 is going to give you everything they're got. They're desperate. True road players, I mean bench players, they're at home. Shots start falling. Shots start falling. Everybody's hitting. Everybody's in the group. The crowd's behind them. But as professionals, how is it such a lopsided difference on game three? I see it so many times. You're like, you motherfuckers, I don't know. Y'all motherfuckers went to a few bars. You know what I'm saying? Was that a couple of strippies? I don't know what it is, man. And it's so frustrating to watch. But it was what, 102, 100, 100 to 120. And never mind, man. I was going to get all basketball-y on y'all, but I didn't want to do that. But that's an ass whooping. So hopefully it's, does that mean the Suns and four guy, does that mean that we no longer, is that the end of his run? I mean, he cashed in. The Suns and four guy cashed in. You know what I'm saying? Like, I like to cash. Imagine me, being smacked by Jay-Z. I'm going to cash in. And I prefer to be violent. I like it. As men, we should be able to throw fisticuffs. If there's disrespect, let's just go outside and throw fisticuffs, right? But if Jay-Z slaps me, and on my way down to the ground, I've already talked to three lawyers. Because I'm going to cash in. And that's what the Sons and Four guy did. He cashed in. Was getting money all over the place. But does that mean his run is done now? That the Suns can't win in four? Will he no longer be needed? Will he be no longer looked at as the lucky charm? We don't know. Today's wave, you can really ride it out. If you're smart. If you're using your platform. Y'all know how I feel about social media. You can make dollars, baby. You can make a living, baby. You can do what you need to do, baby. It's possible. You can do it too. But it'd be interesting to see if the Suns and Four guy, that was the end of his run. But what a great run that was, man. To think, you know, you go, you know, the simplest thing in life as an adult, as a real adult, is you go, that's like just a normal thing you got to do as an adult is to go get gas. And I haven't met a person yet that just gas is on their list of things they like to do. I like to get gas. It's exhilarating. I get a chance to think while I'm putting 40 in the tank. Nobody's ever said that. If you probably like getting gas, you're probably a person that enjoys eating monkey meat. And I don't condone monkey meat eating. I don't condone it. I'm just saying, if you enjoy pumping gas or getting gas in the morning, which is a nightmare for the rest of us regulars, you may enjoy monkey meat eating. I don't condone it, but you might enjoy it because you, person, are strange to me because I don't like getting gas, man. I don't like getting gas. But imagine the most simplest thing in getting gas turns into, oh shit, the Suns and Four guy. And then you've got seven people running over to take a picture. And you can't get gas at a Quick Trip. You get gas at a Quick Trip, everybody be at Quick Trip. Anybody don't know about a Quick Trip, shame on you. That means they ain't made it to your part of town yet. That means your gas station slow. You wait in the long ass line to pay. And your ass is pissed. Now, if you got yourself a Quick Trip, them boys be moving. Them ladies and gentlemen inside of a Quick Trip will get you in and out in two snaps. We ain't talking about a Thanos snap. We're talking about two snaps. That's quicker than a Thanos snap because he had to get it all together. He had to get the stones, and he had the glove had a little bit of weight to it with the rocks in it. And then he had to, you know, he had to fight Avengers, and then the Avengers was fucking him up for just a little bit. Captain America was holding his hand and shit, and it was tough. It was like, here's this little white man who's holding my hand, and I'm like way taller than him, way stronger than him. But how does he hold my hand up like that? That is a special human being right there. And I love Cap. Cap is really cool. Cap is a bad motherfucker, but he should have been able to hold Thanos' hand up with that damn glove on, but he was able to do it. But Thanos finally whooped everybody's ass and he was able to snap, and everybody was gone. Half the population was gone, half the universe was gone, half the galaxy was gone, right? But Quick Trip, shit, they get your ass in and out. It's like, I don't know. They just fast, man. Just flat. I don't know who designed the Quick Trip setup and what their training course looks like, but I love to see their training course. Because it'd be one person that can handle six people at one time, and they'd be on your ass. Come up. I got you. Ding, 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 ding. Come up. I got you. Ding, ding, ding. What are you doing? And if you slow, come up. It's impressive. But it'd still be interesting to see if the Suns and Fours guy is still relevant after now. Man, that was a run. You don't see too many runs like that from violence. Unless, like, you're like, you know, the YouTubers now that are fighting each other. You don't see too many, you know, from uppercutting a motherfucker a lot. You don't see a lot of shine off of that. You may get you a world star and that's it. But I mean, if Satan is giving checks like that, I might have to go whoop a motherfucker ass. If he giving out checks like that, I guess I could sign up for violence. I guess I could put my name down for violence. I mean, if he doing it, I mean, shit, I might as well sign up for violence. You know what I'm saying? I ain't gonna be, I mean, I'm just saying, I guess I could sign up for violence. I am Thaddeus Shade. This is Season of a Clout. I know. This is not a dream. The movie Black Widow was not needed. I had a chance to watch Black Widow. Yeah, you know. It made a lot of money. I think it made 217 or something like that worldwide. It made a lot of money. It was the best COVID move. I don't know how you put it anymore. I don't know if it's post-COVID or just during COVID or I don't know the language, but the whole COVID run, it's the best. It's made the most money, right? Which, of course, is a Marvel movie, you know? And one more second, I'm going to take a drink. It's a Marvel movie. So it's supposed to make some ducats, but it made a lot of money. Now, I don't know if this movie would have dropped on its original date. Would it have made more sense? There's some connection between you still got to watch it because there's like small. It's a lot of cool things in there as far as Easter eggs. And then there's some connections to one of the TV shows. If you're watching all the Marvel TV shows on Disney, there's a nice little connection at the end. Right. And apparently that cameo was supposed to happen before one of the TV shows. And I'm doing my best not to destroy nothing for people who haven't seen it, who may come and listen to me. And then they'd be like, oh, I hadn't watched it yet. And he just completely spoiled a lot of shit for me. And I don't want to be a spoiler unless I say it early. Spoiler alert. I don't want to be a doomsday giver, right? Damn, these shit's really good. Mountain Dew. It ain't got no high fructose corn syrup, so y'all chill. I don't drink shit with the sugar poison in it. All right? It ain't got none of that shit now. But they dropped Black Widow, and I watched it. Watching my boy GRC. We watched, right? And it may not have been needed. Now, I don't know if this is the case of like, I don't know. Let's play a scenario. Scarlett Johansson comes in and we're going to use, you know, Endgame, you know, she's coming in and, you know, here's your part of the script. This is before, you know, they start doing Endgame. Here's your part of the script. This is what's happening. She's like, she coughs a little bit. Excuse me. I'm SJ. Y'all plan on killing me? If y'all plan on killing me, y'all got to give me my own movie. Because I'm a big reason on why this motherfucker is successful. And that's the only reason I could see why they even made the movie. Because there was nothing like, and even Captain Marvel. We know Captain Marvel was made just to seriously. It was like, hey, cool, man. Like, cool, we're going to tell you a story. We're just going to kind of do it. And then we're just going to kind of connect it to this other one. So we just get it together. We're just going to get it out the way we're going to do it. We just go put it together so we can connect to Avengers. And we can just get, because that's what we care about. We care. Oh, no, we care about Captain Marvel. Yes. Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah. It's a beautiful movie. We're just going to do it. And then we're just going to connect to the other ones so we can kind of move on. No, we're not going to make it cheap. It's going to have a budget. We just need to get it done in 2 weeks so we can go ahead and put out so we can get to the Avengers. No, I know movies ain't typically shot in 2 weeks. I know movies ain't typically. We got to get it. We on a tight schedule. We got to get it done. No, we really care. And they just did it. But that movie connected a lot, right? It was a great connection. It did, and then really, I ain't gonna lie. At the end of the movie is what really mattered. It was cool to see the origin, but the end of the movie is what really mattered. That's all that really mattered. And then this Black Widow was it was funny. You know, it's action packed, but. And I lean my hat on one of the big reasons why I watch Marvel is because. It's not like this, they added TV shows, but here's this TV show feel as far as plot and connection with these in the cinema world. So it's like these connections, they all connect in the cinema world. And I expect to get some connections from these movies to go along with the whole puzzle. And Black Widow didn't do anything like that for me. I mean, it was some cool shit to see, but Taskmaster was a letdown. And maybe that may be an appointment I'm supposed to. You can still get. I ain't say nothing, so you still get to watch it yourself and then make your own assessment. But at the end of the movie, I was pretty much like this:
3, 2, 1, 1, 2, 3. What the heck is bothering me?
Now, if you don't know, if you do not know. Where that is from, in your childhood, blew a lot of donkey balls, because that is a classic episode of Carl Winslow on Family Matters. I'm gonna run it again for y'all.
3, 2, 1. 1, 2, 3. What the heck is bothering me?
Now that was the episode where Carl came home. He had like this little pamphlet. And, you know, because Steve would stress him out. Steve Urkel would stress this man out. He was already a cop. He was a black cop in Chicago. And he was stressed, man. He was, and Steve would really stress him out. So he came home with a pamphlet. And the pamphlet had the mantra in there. It was the 3-2-1, 1-2-3, 1-2-3, 3-2-1 mantra. And it would help him calm down. Now, would it help me? No. But I'm going to run it again.
3-2-1. 1, 2, 3. What the heck is bothering me? 3, 2, 1. 1, 2, 3. What the heck is bothering me? Three, two, one. 1, 2, 3.
You know how much, I don't know. I had to feel like there was moments my mom could have really used the 1, 2, 3, 3, 2, 1 mantra. Cause I'm pretty sure there was a lot of times, that mantra could have been used, but that's such a classic show. And I remember that episode without it, just is an episode I think of, like it just pops in my head, but I think about it. So I wanted to share that with you and bring you back to the 90s just a little bit. Now you are dealing in Thaddeus Shade KPRS Jazz. Do 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 do. Do 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 do. And I just want to say, there's not a. I'm being serious. Do you know how beautiful are like just, you know, we use the word bad, but you know how beautiful of a woman you have to be to reach into your pockets, not only to spend, but to have the connect to rent out Dodger Stadium to go on a date. Like, I'm trying to think, will my eyes see something and be like, you know what? Yeah. Yeah, that's it. You so beautiful. I got to rent out the stadium for you. I just don't see it. Now, listen. In all fairness, I don't think I can rent out a McDonald's, you know, sit down area, but because I don't have that type of ducat. But if I did have that type of ducat, I just don't know if I could do it. Can you imagine? I don't know. I'm like, I'm thinking and I'm going through my head. I got celebrity crushes. I'm on my Rolodex right now. And I'm like, damn, is there one that I could really think like, damn, I got to call my boy Jonesy, and Jonesy gonna answer the phone. Like, man, I can't just be giving you the stadium. Like, look, I got another bad one, man. She's beautiful, man. I think she might be the one. He's like, man, you probably just met her last night. I did just meet her last night, but she bad, man. You got to let me get Dodger Stadium again. He said, look, I can get you Dodger Stadium, but it's going to run you. This time I need $150,000. Damn, nigga, you going to charge me $150,000? I need $150,000. And then the Cash App hitting is $150,000. I don't know if they do that in Cash App world. I don't know if they do that, because how hood do you got to be to still be sending that type of money through Cash App? But I'm just going, for this story's sake, I'm going to imagine Drake is still sending that type of money through Cash App, because he still got a little nigga in him, right? So cool, it's $150,000, and then that's just to rent the area. And you have to be lover boy certified to be able to think, okay, now I've got the stadium, what's the setup gonna be? Because I feel like if I've already spent $150,000, I gotta figure out, can I get one of them fold out tables from Walmart? I'm gonna pull out my calculator. Going to Walmart website. Let me see here. Let me see. Okay. All right. $10 for a fold out table. Oh, shit. That's perfect. Order one of them. Have my boy go pick it up. Let me get two of them patio tables that kind of lean when you sit on them. The chairs. Two of them patio chairs that kind of lean. They white and they kind of flimsy. They kind of lean. That'll work good enough, though. Go to a Quick Trip, get about five of them rolls out that hole. Get about five of them holes, get them five of them rolls, and put five of the tables. We're gonna have the fold out table from Walmart, the two patio chairs. They're gonna lean a little bit, but they're gonna be comfortable. They've been comfortable. Everybody been using them, so she can't complain about that. And then we're gonna get five rolls from Quick Trip. Now, what am I gonna do about candles? I'm going to get me some birthday candles. Just a small candle, because this is all about, you know, their effort. So I already got Dodger Stadium, because that cost me $150,000. But it's the effort for the rest of everything else. She's going to appreciate the effort. So we're going to get a birthday candle. One birthday candle, that's going to be 29 cents. 29 cents. I got a fold-out chair from Walmart. The fold-out table from Walmart. I got two lawn chairs, five rows from Quick Trip, and one candle. Right now, what are we gonna eat? You know what? My third cousin Shirley just started cooking. We're gonna get her on the phone. We're gonna talk to Shirley. Shirley said she gonna hook us up a meal for $150. That's it. I did all that. I can't justify it. I just haven't ran into that type of beauty where you just like, oh shit, and then mom's gonna be like, oh man, you just ain't got it. Now, I mean, look, I'm trying to. I can't even imagine myself. You know those motels that have like the I don't know, they want a honeymoon suite, and then they got the hot tub inside and the bed shaped like a heart and shit like that. That, I still don't even know if I got, if I can see a woman that bad where my eyes gonna be like, boom, I gotta get the honeymoon suite. But man, that's gonna be $89.99 for the honeymoon suite. Oh, come on, fam. I'm just saying. Now, look, I'm gonna be real. If you see a woman, she's that beautiful, and then you get to know her, and then y'all like click, 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 and then 4 or 5 years down the line, when you really trust her, you know, when you really believe in her, and she done supported you, she know how to do laundry, she's smart, she got her own business, she can take care of her own household, she know the code to talk to Jesus, she know how to sage the house properly, she can lay down bricks, she know how to shoot at motherfuckers, she cool with the Bloods and the Crips, she's smart enough to know the earth ain't flat, she's smart enough to know that Neil Armstrong really went to the moon, then she'll be worth me renting out Dodger Stadium. Man, Drake, when niggas do shit like that, man, it's just a lot of pressure. It's a lot of women. You're fighting with Teyana Taylor and Iman Shumpert. The drama of Lamar Odom, Chloe, and Tristan. It's the popular drama. So then you're fighting with that because, you know what I'm saying? Women see like, look, Chloe got two motherfuckers in DMs ready to fight over her. You know? The kids, the perfect looking kids that you see, Stormy and Kylie and Travis. Kylie and Travis made a perfect kid. That kid is perfect. How do you make that perfectly put together? And I'm... I'm out here, listen. Man, listen. How you supposed to take a woman on a date when you pick her up, she in the car looking at what Drake did?
Three, two, one. One, two, three. What the heck is bothering me?
I'm just saying, man. I'm just saying. Let's get to a little music. This is Young Blue. He's got Chris Brown and 2 Chainz on there. But see, so you hear the first part of that, right? Look. Right. Y'all hear that, right? But this right here. That intro to, oh shit. I let it ride. Y'all know how I am. It's gonna come in so nasty though. Ooh. That shit make you close your eyes like Stevie Wonder and move your head like how Stevie do. You always, but here we go. So. Hold on, this Thaddeus Shade. I'm season. Wait, hold on. This is the season of the cloud. I'm Thaddeus Shade. Let's keep going. Y'all know I run music on my shit. I love music, baby.
Gave you all my love. That shit been that night. We should get away some.
back to that. But I just want to continue. So when Drake rents out Dodger Stadium, he rented it out for hopefully I'm gonna get her name right. Johanna Leas. I'm tearing her name up, but that's the girl he rented out for. Now, the woman. And so I wanted to go and, see who this is, right? Because I was on the phone with my boy, Davion. I was like, oh, shit, that's, we should get, her to host one of our clubs because, the news is on fire. How much star power you got for somebody to be around you for, either in a video or be walking next to, and then you get so much. You motherfuckers. We used to say clout, and I'm going to say clout now, but I ain't getting it from you, young motherfuckers. We was saying that shit when I was growing up. You motherfuckers ain't going to steal clout from me, but I'm going to say it. But you know how much clout you get for being around Drake to where now I'm like, we need to have her come out and host because she's on fire. She just made money. You went on a, this is the thing. You got to understand, man. My man ran out Dodger Stadium, took you to Dodger Stadium. That's Magic Johnson on that. Magic Johnson, the man who defeats AIDS, owns Dodger Stadium. The very legendary Irvin Magic Johnson owns Dodger Stadium. Drake rented out that spot for you. You had a delightful dinner. I'm pretty sure he probably, I'm imagining at some point through the dinner, somebody rolled out. This is Cart. Nice man. He's dressed up. He's real clean. He's real nice because this is real setting. It's nice. Probably in the speakers is probably playing, just probably playing, something like this. He's just playing it real low because you don't want to have it too loud while you're trying to conversate, but it's just real low in the background like this. So, how's the food taste? Yeah, it's real good. You enjoy it. That's what I imagine, right? So the music's real low, right? And so you try to enjoy the ambiance inside Dodger Stadium and y'all eating and stuff like that. And I just imagine a person coming out, pushing this cart. He's coming out on the field. He's pushing the cart. He's really dressed up, clean guy. And on that cart is one speaker. It's an Apple Pod. I think that's what it's called. Sitting on that cart, one speaker made by Apple. Drake looks her dead in the eye, leans in, and says, not only have I rented out Dodger Stadium to you because you're so beautiful, I'm also going to allow you the chance to hear my new album first. I believe that's how it went. So not only did she get a nice meal inside of Dodger Stadium, right? She probably got to hear the album before us. That's bullshit. We've been waiting on that album since last year. We had to go through a whole virus situation. We still waiting on the album. Now, we let Rihanna slide because she just got away with it. Rihanna get a pass because she just fooled us all, so we ain't even tripping off of her. We good right now. Now, when she drop it, we going to be appreciative. But right now, she just fooled us all so well, we just let her slide. She got a relationship thing going on. We enjoy looking at that. But she do. She do. She on the books. She do to drop some music. She own the books. Everybody got their book together. And Rihanna is at least third on the list. She was number one. We let her slide because she fooled us. So we moved her down to number three because we don't think it's coming. It's almost like, Dr. Drake album that's supposed to come. It ain't never come. Now, we just took that off the list. We don't even talk about Dr. Drake's. That's supposed to be Chronic, whatever the hell it was supposed to be. We don't even talk about that no more. You know what I'm saying? My man Elon Musk be on the moon, and he gonna go from the moon to Mars for Dr. Dre's album. So we took it off the list, but Rihanna's third on the list. Drake number one, because he said the album was coming 45 times. We ain't got no album. Now he told us the album being mixed, and then now you gonna let, now you gonna let the lady hear it at the Dodger Stadium? That's what I feel like happened. She got to hear it before us. And then imagine it's your mother going on a date with Drake, because her son is a high school star. Amari Bailey, I think that's his name. Amari Bailey is a high school star. You know, he plays on LeBron James' son's team, you know, Bronny. These cats is famous before famous, bro. I don't, you know what I'm saying? I consider myself locally known, right? And if I get bothered, if I go to Target and you bother me inside Target, I will have a stressful moment. Not inside Target, people. I take pictures on the outside of Target. When I'm inside of Target, I don't talk to nobody. I do what I came to do. I came to spend $20, and I plan on leaving spending $250 inside of Target. Don't bother me while I'm trying to spend all my money inside of Target. You wait for your picture outside. You take the pictures outside. So I can't imagine dealing with fame from 16 and up. Playing ball too? So you get a smorgasbord of women when you young? Ain't no way, just, I ain't got no kids. I like to have a kid, right? But I have a son who's a high school star, and I gotta tell him, look, you hold your temples when you say, look, man, you hold your nose, you do that little pressure point on your nose, look, man, I'm gonna need you to do your best. That's because you can only say do your best. I'm gonna need you to do your best. I mean, really try not to bring no kids in here, man. Because I know it's, I can't even stop you, man. Especially if you LeBron James. I was your age, man. I know what it's like. Bro, it's tough out there. I'm just going to beg you to try your best not to bring no kids through here. Just try, son. Try. But, I mean, anyway, let me continue. You imagine that's your mom's? Now, I'm going to move on to something else here, but I got to say this. I grew up poor. We were poor. So my three brothers and my mom live in a small apartment, and we moved a lot. Anyway, so everything we moved to was pretty small, right? Traumatizing shit is hearing your mother, this is horrible, having rough sex. That's,
Cole, you stupid. Cole, you stupid.
And that's traumatizing shit, right? But is it traumatizing if, let's say, it's my day, you know, it's Michael Jordan coming out of there? How do I react? Oh, hey, Mike, thanks for signing my basketball, bro. Thanks for the tickets to the game, man. Thanks, Step Pops. Because it's Michael Jordan, right? Like, it's Mike. I guess I got to tell moms, give up the pussy, because it's Mike. And I wonder if that's how he feels. It's like, it's Drake. You know what I'm saying? Like, even if, like, you the baby father, right? Like you the pops, right? If you're the pops and then your baby mama dating Drake, don't you be like, keep it up, make it happen. You get in there, you get the win for the team, for the rest of the family. Because I heard he going on tour after he dropped the album. Now I'm gonna need front row. Do your best. Make sure you get to the balls. Do your best. As if you... Let me move on, man. Oh, shit. I had way too much fun with that. Let's go back. Hold on. Wait.
You're crazy, man.
I'm not done.
You're crazy, man.
But let's go. vacation. Now, I never knew how much work was going in. I mean, like, I'm into Thailand. Thailand was amazing. Anybody that travels, Thailand's going to blow your freaking mind away. I'm not a big traveler because I don't like to fly. I'm not a big flyer. Get on the plane and see the skies. Me and God don't need to be that close. Not yet, at least. Right? That's how I feel. I feel like we intruding on the birds' airspace. Them's birds' area. That's for the birds, man. You know what I'm saying? What if the angels are playing baseball in the clouds? We fucking up their game in the planes and shit. You know how mad they got to be to stop their game, their angel baseball game, because we flying through their clouds? That shit is rude. I don't like to be on planes. That's some rude shit, right? And so I don't travel that much. Because when I travel, I get woozy and, you know, I'm claustrophobic. I'm a big guy and I don't want to be the guy that panics on a plane and they don't have nothing to take me down with. And then I take down the plane and now we all in line to get in heaven and everybody's cussing me out and you couldn't control yourself. And I told you to take these pills and you wouldn't take the pills. We try to tackle you and your ass is so fucking strong. Wilding out, turned to the Black Hulk on the plane, took the plane down. Now we all waiting to see if we can get in here. That's some bullshit. And that's why I don't like to get on planes, because I'm afraid of them. I'm afraid to be in the sky. But I know that in order for my sanity to continue as I get older, and I feel like for the rest of y'all, y'all can kind of agree, you got to get on vacation. You got to get out there, see some other places on the planet and relax. Relax. And people, you know, people, I don't know how they do it. People go on vacation, they're able to put their phone down. I can already, when I was in Thailand, I'm a social media user. I use the social media. I'm a social media user. I use it a lot. It's like an 11th finger for me, right? So when I was in Thailand, it was like I had to have my phone on my hip. I was John Wayne riding on the moped of the streets of Phuket. And on my hip was my phone. And everywhere I turned, there was something worthy to be, you know, posted on social media. And this was like 4 years ago. It's gotten worse. And everybody enjoys a good travel, you know, montage, you know. So I was in Thailand. I could never put my phone down. I enjoy social media way too much to put it down. And I'm feeling like I need to figure out some things. I'm hoping some people can hit me up and give me some things on how to relax me and not to be on my phone. And I definitely hit everybody up to figure out what to do in Hawaii. People gave me a lot of things. Parasailing, that's practicing to be an angel. You know, I don't know if I could do it, but swimming with sharks, I'm gonna do that. They say you get like a cage, you can get in there, and the cage is supposed to protect you. And, you know, Black people don't really like bars. You know, we don't like locked doors. You probably got a good reason on why that is. But I'm going to give it a shot. You get to see the sharks inside of a cage. I'm pretty sure they don't get to see too much dark meat, but I'm hoping that day they'll be full. There's, a luau. I got to try to do the luau. I'm excited. But the whole goal is to, you know, put the phone down, Shade. Will Thaddeus be able to put the phone down? We don't know. That's the game plan. That's the problem, son. You don't know what you're going to be able to do till you're able to do it. That's the focus, huh? Right? All right. Okay. But I'm looking forward to Hawaii. As you get older, it's all about vacationing. You know, and seeing the world and being able to relax and be in peace. You know, you at this, you know, by 50, you got to be able to figure it out, all the bills and all the friendships, because you spend your life, you know, finding friends, dumping friends and figuring people out and figuring bills out and figuring out what you want to do in life. By 50, if you find peace before that, but I feel like 50 is the marker where you're just like, I don't give a shit. I don't care. I'm at peace. I've seen a lot of shit. I've been on Earth for a while. I'm going to speak to you when I want to speak. I'm going to cut you off in line. I'm going to cut you off in traffic. And I don't care. I don't care. You know? And I'm waiting to get to that point. I'm thirsty for that point. So I'm going to Hawaii. And I want all of you, when you listen to it, send me a DM, send me a tweet. Let me know. Give me some ideas on how to relax and chill and enjoy the moment without being on my phone, man. That's a curse of mine. I love the media too much. It's a curse of mine. I'll say this. I'm trying to cut back on caffeine. As I finish this up, I wrap this up. I'm trying to cut back on the caffeine. As I had a Mountain Dew Rise that has caffeine equal to 2 cups of coffee. That's the goal. I heard that caffeine is actually like a drug. You know, and it is its own drug, but it's like the accepted drug. You know what I'm saying? It's like, I'm not going to use that analogy. That would have got me in trouble, but it's the accepted drug. You know, marijuana has made its way. It had a whole journey. Can you imagine caffeine and marijuana meeting up on the streets? And like when they first announced the war on drugs, could you imagine them meeting up on the streets and you're like, what's up, fam? That's caffeine. What's up, fam? We like, what the fuck you talking about, man? Why are you talking to me? It's like, damn, bro. I thought we was on the same team. No. They don't like me. They make horrible Dare commercials about me. All the rappers and the R&B singers and Willie Nelsons of the world, they smoke me, but they all got to do it in private because they'll go to jail to get in trouble. But you've been around forever and everybody accepts you and loves you for who you are. And it has been a beef. It's been a beef. Every time caffeine sees marijuana, it's been on sight, shooting at each other. Pow, pow. I got coffee. Pow, 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 pow. I got blunt wraps. Pow, pow, pow. Backwoods. Pow, pow. They're shooting at each other. But one's always winning because one's always been accepted by society, right? And caffeine's its own drug. And I was like, I was listening to this. I was like, oh, shit, it is. Because as soon as I get my sip of coffee, the fog, the veil, everything lifts up off my face and I feel amazing. Now, I don't smoke. Probably because I was banging on my neighbor's door at 3 o'clock in the morning with a wife beater and one sock on and some shorts. But I don't smoke. But now, as you see, the marijuana is widely accepted. Widely, widely accepted across the world. Shame on Tokyo, but it's widely, widely accepted, right? And now caffeine and marijuana, they're kind of friends. But I want to kick caffeine just because I want to see what happens, how I feel. I was listening to the dude that was talking about it. I can't remember his name. I'm sorry, guy. And he was just saying he kicked it for 3 months and it was miserable for him. And he was asked, when you kicked it, you know, how did you feel? I mean, he just really said he felt horrible and he couldn't wait. So when it was time, the 3 months was up, he took his first sip and he fell right back in love. Sip of coffee, by the way. Fell right back in love with the caffeine, baby. We're right back in love, baby. So I'm going to try to kick it for 3 months and see what happens. You think I can do it? I probably can't. Anyway, I am Thaddeus Shade. This is Seasonable Clout. I'm going to do probably like a couple more episodes before I leave off to Hawaii. I might even do one in Hawaii. I'm hoping I'll be able to have the time. Remember, I'm supposed to be relaxing, fam. I'm supposed to be relaxing, but I'll try Seasonable Clout. I am Thaddeus Shade. You can catch me Twitter. I'm tweeting a lot more these days. I'm a tweeter. I'm tweeting a lot more. At Thad Shade, at Thaddeus Shade on Twitter, at Thaddeus.Shade on IG. You can go to YouTube now and look at some of the videos I post from the club and stuff like that. TheOddNerds.com, make sure you check that out. And that's pretty much about it, Earthlings. I'm going to go ahead and peace out, and I want you to have a lovely day. Peace.
It's what you about to get into, nigga. I pride myself on how myself get by myself. At times myself got down myself. By myself, I ride myself, I die myself. Huh. I ride myself. I pride myself on how myself get by myself. At times myself got down myself. By myself, I ride myself, I die myself. Nickel, I ride myself, I die myself. Who crushing on what? I'm too stand up. Who said I'm enough? I'm too damn much. I'm two rams tough. Yeah. Tools lap up, my moves cram up. Huh? I'm shark bitches, ain't know who swam up. Nah. I see you niggas, yeah, my blue lamps up. On high. I like a clear picture for shady moves. I catch them slipping, leave a nigga head spinning like lazy soup. Can't have looking while I'm cooking, been winning, we can't be new. In the trap looking like daddy's daycare, them babies move. Always pay attention, never get broke when it come to knowledge. Open your eyes, shit so symbolic. Yeah, that there is a challenge, let's just be honest. It's easy to prepare for cuts, those and problems. Let me give you game, most of the champs are sore losers. Straight face, niggas, no time for your humor. Your rule of swarm rules, pull a core sooner. Give life born through its corn junior, nigga, corn junior. I pride myself on how myself get by myself. At times myself got down myself. By myself, I ride myself, I die myself. Huh. I ride myself, I do. I pride myself on how myself get by myself. At times myself got down myself. By myself, I ride myself, I die myself. Nickel, I ride myself, I die myself. Pussy.